We're going to play our mystery guest game now. If you are the first person to identify our mystery guest, you will win a nice prize. 312-981-7200 will be the number to call. Here's how it works. You get to ask the mystery guest questions, but only yes or no questions. And if you keep getting a yes answer, you get to ask another question. So you're more likely to figure out who the mystery guest is as you go along. And if you get a no, we have to go to the next caller at 312-981-7200. The mystery guest usually disguises his or her voice. I'll give you a couple of hints. Let's get the mystery guest on the line right now, and I'll ask a couple of questions and also demonstrate how the game works. Good morning, mystery guest. Are you an entertainer?
Yeah.
All right, see, so I get to ask another question. Would people even know you in other countries?
Yeah.
All right, see how I'm narrowing the field down? Would Dick Biondi know who you are?
Yeah.
Are you a famous baseball player?
No.
Okay, see, so that would be the end of me. Then you'd go to the next call. See how it works? Okay. 312-981-7200. If you know who the mystery guest is, you want to start asking some questions, and whoever guesses the identity of the mystery guest will get a nice prize. Let's see what I have for a prize off our prize list. Oh, this will be good. A desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. The 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. All right, let's get to the phones. Janet from Phoenix, listening out there in Arizona. Go ahead and ask the mystery guest some questions. See if you can figure it out. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, let's see. Are you a female?
No, sorry, Janet. I'm sorry. We have to go to the next call now. All right, we know it's a male. Pam from Oak Forest, it's your turn. Go ahead, Pam. Ask the question.
Are you a world-class singer?
Say that again.
Are you a world-class singer was the question. I'll jump in here because the mystery guest is modest. I would say yes.
All right.
So you get to ask another question, or you can go for the identity right now. Go ahead.
All right. I think we remember him from the earlier mid-70s. He played the piano for Bette Midler. I think it might be Barry Manilow.
All right. Are you Barry Manilow?
Oh, no.
Sorry. Ah. Good guessing. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate that. That means Ron is next from Carroll Stream. All right. We are starting to narrow it down here. Go ahead, Ron. What's your question for the mystery guest? Go ahead, Ron. Apparently, he's just sending the question in Morse code. We are not allowed to take the questions that way. Sorry, you have to speak. That means let's go to the next caller at 312-981-7200. From Indiana, Eva, that's you. Go ahead, Eva, you're on.
Hi, were you on the Goldbergs?
No.
I know you thought it was Jeff Garland, didn't you? Good try, Eva.
Okay,
thank you for listening. Jimmy in Libertyville. You're on, Jim.
Yes.
Your turn.
Thank you, Bob. Love your show. I have to ask you, are you an action hero, Mr. Giss?
No.
I'll tell you, Jim, I'll give you a little clue. He does move, but he's not an action hero. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to the next caller, Dan from Madison, Wisconsin. You're on, Dan.
All right. I missed a few of the early clues, so I'm struggling. But are you on a streaming series right now?
Mystery guest, are you on a streaming series?
I am not.
No, not on a streaming series. All right, good guess, though, Dan. Appreciate that. Mary Lynn in Hawthorne Woods, it's your turn. Hi.
Good morning. Are you Jim Peterick?
No, I'm not Jim.
No, not one of the Ides of March, not the Ides. And Anne from Schaumburg gets to guess now. Anne?
Ted Nugent?
Are you Ted Nugent?
No.
No, not Ted Nugent. Yeah. Now, this is interesting that people are actually coming up with the guess as to who you are rather than asking some questions to first narrow it down. But, hey, I'm just the host. I'm just the moderator. I'm not playing. Jim from Oswego. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. I know I'm not asking questions to narrow it down, but is it Jim Peterick?
No, yeah, it's still not Jim Peterick. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to flip all the cards, like John Daly used to say on What's My Line, and we'll take a break here for weather and traffic, and then I'll come back and we'll reveal the identity of the mystery guest. So, mystery guest, can you stand by for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I got a yes. WTN. Know who it is now? Yeah, the mystery guest is Chubby Checker, who will be in town with a big dance party at the Des Plaines Theater, April 2nd. Get your tickets now. Chubby, good to have you on WGN. Good job disguising your voice as the mystery guest. Good morning.
I did it once again. I was on What's My Line, and I made it. This is the second time I've played this. And I won both times.
Oh, actually, and What's My Line? I like it. Incredibly, the twist was number one two different times, wasn't it?
Yeah, very interesting song. It gives us the dance floor. It's the first time people went out and danced together, but they really danced apart and did their own thing while watching each other. And that style on the dance floor is still going on right now, and we're going to bring it on Sunday at the Des Plaines Theater, and being in Chicago is always wonderful.
You know, thanks to you, I could get on the dance floor, even though I was shy, because the twist, the pony, and all your dance hits were not only simple, but you didn't have to hold your partner. Were those dances your idea, or had they been around previously? I know the twist was around a long time before you did it.
Yeah, but they say this. They say that nothing on the planet is new. Nothing is original. But the thing is that what the dancers did do, they allowed you to watch your partner exploit their sexuality while being fully dressed in front of your eyes. And that hit the dance floor with a twist, and it never left the dance floor. Right now, someone is dancing to somebody's music, and that style is still here. So the way we dance on the dance floor is as old as my career.
Chubby, where did you get your name from? And were you ever offended by it?
Well, yes. Well, I was about 10 years old, and I was working for Tony Anastasi on 9th Street in Philadelphia. And he named me Chubby at his produce market. And I didn't like that. He said to me, "You little SOB," because he cursed a lot, you know. and he said, "You want to work for me?" I said, "I want a job." "Yes, sir." So I became Chubby. And about 7 years later, I was in the studio doing a Fats Domino song. And this lady said that. She says, "Is that Chubby?" And they said, "Yes, that's Chubby." She says, "Chubby like Fats. Let's put Checker on there like Domino." And Chubby became Chubby Checker. And she was Mrs. Dick Clark, Barbara.
Wow. And how important was Dick to your initial success with his American Bandstand and other shows?
Very, very important. I would say that, you know, American Bandstand was the show of the century, actually. I think it still is, because it was rock and roll, and everybody did the swing to Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis, and you know, and that's what they did, and to Little Richard. And when Chubby Checker came along, American Bandstand became a different kind of a show, because dancing changed right on that show. And whatever American Bandstand was, it was heightened by the twist, because now American Bandstand, along with its popularity, now has a new dance, a new movement, and a new way of life on the dance floor, and Chubby put that there. So American Bandstand gave me a lot of good stuff, and Dick Clark, God bless him, and his wife, and Chubby Checker also gave Bandstand and the world something that it still enjoys right now. And I'm so happy about that.
Chubby, hold on 1 second, because I want to play a little bit of another Chubby Checker hit and a dance move that even I could do at a party. Limbo Rock. Chubby, why was that song known for a while as the monotonous melody song?
It's actually a funeral dance that was done in the islands, and when someone important died, they did the limbo. And when they did the limbo, the lower they went under the bar, the higher it sent the person that died into heaven. It was one of those things. And it became something very popular, you know. And it was an instrumental done by the Champs. And Cowman wrote a lyric to it. And we didn't think it was going to be a big hit song, but it became a huge success. And it's still going on. If you go to parties, there are two things that happened at weddings. At weddings, limbo happens and the twist happens. I have become, you know, the inspiration at weddings and with the limbo and the twist.
And I know early on, the producers and writers did call that a monotonous melody, but it sure turned out to be huge. Chubby, how do you keep it fresh after all these years? You've performed your songs for 60 years now. You've never stopped touring. What's your secret?
It's just I enjoy doing what I do. I was 4 years old, and my mother took me to the Georgetown County Fair. And on stage, there was Ernest Tubbs singing up there. And I was 4 years old. And I says, Mom, when I saw Ernest Tubbs sing his songs, my mouth went open and it never closed until I did the twist, on stage, because that's all I ever wanted to do. When I saw him, I was 4 years old. I want to do that. And all I thought about, Bob, from the time I was 4 years old until the time I went on stage, all I thought about was that. I dreamt about it every day. And you're talking to a person that lives his dream every day. Hmm. Every day. Every day is what I wanted to do. And I'll be doing it in Chicago, you know, on Sunday. And I'll be living my dream again. And I'd like to share it with everyone. And I just love being out there. And the band's playing. And I'm singing. And my little dream's coming all over again.
It'll be great. The Chubby Checker Dance Party at Sunday, 3 p.m., the Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines. Chubby, thanks for being our mystery guest today. And may you twist the night away, twist like we did last summer, and twist forever.
Thank you very much. Okay, God bless.
Stay healthy now.